Welcome, everyone. Please be seated or continue standing. I am Christina Bateman, and on behalf of Vision Atlantic, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Camblin Hills Housing Development groundbreaking today. Today is more than a celebration of construction. It's a celebration of collaboration, vision, and the bright future that we are building together for Atlantic. This housing development is part of something much bigger than roads and rooftops. It's a core piece of a broader community-driven effort that includes the new Lakin Foundation Child Development Center of Atlantic and the expansion of our YMCA. Together, all three of these projects represent a bold strategic response to one of our most pressing local challenges, our declining population. By building quality homes, supporting working families with reliable childcare, and expanding recreational resources to people of all ages, we are laying the foundation that will bring people to Atlantic and keep people here. The Camblin Hills housing development will feature 142 new housing units designed to meet the needs of families, individuals, and seniors. In addition, the neighborhood will include a public park and a biking and walking trail. None of this would be possible without the people and organizations that have believed in this vision and worked tirelessly to make it a reality. I would like to start today by recognizing two individuals whose leadership and commitment were instrumental in shaping modern-day Atlantic, Don Sontag and Bob Camblin. Don and Bob were not just leaders, they were visionaries. Their longstanding work in the community and in economic development laid the very groundwork for many of the wonderful things we enjoy in Atlantic today. For decades, Don Sontag was at the heart of commercial and housing development in our city, helping to shape Atlantic into the community we know today. His work spanned more than 40 years, and the mark he left is visible in every corner of town. Without Don's tireless dedication, Atlantic would be a very different place, with far fewer homes and far fewer people calling it home. His vision and commitment brought not just buildings, but life and opportunity to our community. Don built nearly all of Atlantic's housing since the 1980s, and he certainly didn't do it for the praise. In fact, he often faced resistance for doing the very things that would benefit the community the most. But he never wavered. His foresight, determination, and willingness to push forward, even in the face of challenge, are why so many of us are able to live, work, and raise families here today. His legacy is one of progress, opportunity, and community. Don didn't just develop properties, he helped build a future for Atlantic. I would now like to ask Austin Sontag, Don's grandson, to come up and say a few words.
Good afternoon. As Christina said, my name is Austin Sontag. When Christina asked me to say a few words on behalf of the Don Sontag family, I was very flattered. For those of you that did not have the opportunity to know Don, I want to give you a few characteristics. Informed, Don seemed to always have the knowledge and know-how, whether it be construction, business, current events, he had the information. A doer, he was never afraid to jump in, sacrifice time or money, get his hands dirty, work late, whatever it took to get the job done. Experienced. Not all things went according to plan. Don was the first to tackle an issue, make a phone call, solve the problem. You put those characteristics together, and you've got someone that can really make an impact on a community. In 1960, Don and his wife Lois moved to Atlantic. Don worked for the local lumberyard. As the years went by, Don pursued many passions, but possibly one of his biggest was home building. Last weekend, I asked Don and Lois's son, my dad, to tour around Atlantic with me. We've both lived here all of our lives. Why would we need to tour the town? Our goal was to look back on some of Don's accomplishments. One thing we ended up doing on our tour was count the number of condominiums that Don had developed here in Atlantic. After about an hour of driving through neighborhoods, the total reached 140 condominium units. I believe that number speaks for itself, quite a feat. In closing, I want to give a sincere thank you from Don's family for all of the support that was given toward Don's effort in the development of Atlantic. Vision Atlantic has done a lot of great things so far, and going forward, the road ahead certainly looks prosperous.
Austin, you can just stay up here. I'd like to have Don's family come up here. Anyone in Don's family, could you please come up here? On behalf of the Vision Atlantic Board of Directors, we have this Legacy Award in honor of Don. This says, in recognition of a lifetime of selfless leadership, unwavering dedication, and transformative impact advancing housing and economic development in Atlantic, Don's efforts and foresight have resulted in meaningful long-term community advancement. With gratitude, the Vision Atlantic Board of Directors. Thank you all very much. Today, we also pause to honor the life and legacy of another man who played a vital role in shaping Atlantic's future, Bob Camblin. Throughout his lifetime, Bob was a tireless advocate for economic development in Atlantic. His vision, leadership, and dedication helped bring transformative ideas to life. Among his many contributions, Bob was instrumental in the creation of Vision Atlantic and what is now called the Camblin Hills Housing Development, an organization and a project that will continue to enrich our community for generations to come. Even in his final days, Bob's dedication never wavered. Just 2 days before his passing, he joined a committee meeting by phone to continue to guide this project forward. His passion for building a better future for Atlantic remained steadfast to the very end. To me, Bob was a mentor. To all of us, he was a leader and a visionary who worked passionately to make Atlantic a better place for everyone who lived and visited here. Today's groundbreaking is not only a step towards new development, it is a tribute to Bob Camblin's legacy. His spirit lives on in every single brick laid, every home built, and every life improved by what he believed in so deeply. Thank you, Bob, for your leadership, passion, and your unwavering service to Atlantic. We are honored to carry your vision forward. I'd now like to ask one of the Camblin family members, is Judy or Jennifer? Jennifer, Bob's daughter, is going to come up and say a few words.
Christina, thanks for having us today. I am Jenny, Bob's youngest daughter. Unfortunately, due to prior commitments, my sisters were not able to attend today. But on behalf of Kathy, Ann, and our mom Judy, and my son John Henry, who's with us today, I want to give a huge thanks to Christina, the Vision Atlantic board members, and the numerous individuals and businesses that have made this all possible. My dad would be extremely humbled and honored if he were here with us today. He also might get a little choked up, so bear with me if the same happens. The Camblin lineage has been rooted in Atlantic since it was founded in the 1800s. For as long as I can remember, my dad was proud and passionate about Atlantic. He was most excited when sharing about projects coming to Atlantic, whether it was a new business that would bring jobs, an ethanol plant to help the local farmers. A new YMCA for residents to socialize and have fitness opportunities, and more recently, anything Vision Atlantic. Often on Sundays following church, when he had all of his girls commandeered, Dad would drive us by sites to show and explain the good things happening in Atlantic. In August of 2023, minutes after being returned to his hospital room following a long and arduous surgery, he asked me to get his phone. Not surprisingly, there were quite a few calls and texts, one being from Christina. It was a get-well wish mixed in with a little Vision Atlantic business. Of course, this being very important to my dad, he wanted to reply immediately. I suggested that maybe this could wait, but in true fashion, he insisted and I typed out a dictated reply. This highlights the depth of his passion for the betterment of Atlantic. Dad had a desire to see the community of Atlantic succeed no matter what was going on in the world or in the economy. Of course, he knew that it would take a team of passionate people to make this vision come to fruition. Thankfully, it seems that many residents, past and present, have the same passion for Atlantic as Dad did. From the Camden family, thank you to everyone that has contributed time and or financial resources in supporting Vision Atlantic goals. This housing development will lay the groundwork for the community of Atlantic to continue to thrive.
Thank you. John Henry, Judy, would you like to come up here, please? In honor of Bob Camblin, in recognition of a lifetime of selfless leadership, wavering dedication, and transformative impact in advancing housing and economic development in Atlantic, Bob's foresight and strategic vision has left a lasting legacy of positive change in the community. With gratitude, the Vision Atlantic Board of Directors. Thank you. Today, we are also incredibly grateful to the City of Atlantic, which generously donated the land for this housing development. This gift speaks volumes about our city's commitment to investing in itself and in its residents. To the Comas family, thank you for being willing to sell this land that allowed this development to become a reality for our community. Your partnership has opened the door to long-term development and prosperity for our community. Thank you to Schneider & Associates, our engineering partner, for your vision and expertise in planning this amazing neighborhood, and to Carly Construction, whose incredible infrastructure work is literally laying the groundwork for what comes next. We would also like to recognize and thank the many volunteers whose time, energy, and determination have driven this project forward. We have about 70 different volunteers serving on numerous committees, and their efforts have truly made the difference in the success of this project. We would also like to thank all of our donors who have stepped up and realized the enormous impact and opportunity this is for our community. In particular, we'd like to mention our lead local donor, First Whitney Bank. First Whitney Bank's $2.5 million gift to this project is a tremendous testament to their commitment to the people in our community, and it serves as a strong sign of confidence in the future of Atlantic and the people who call it home. We are also very grateful to the Charles E. Lakin Foundation. Their $23 million investment in housing and essential commercial development, along with an additional $8.6 million in grants to support the new Child Development Center and YMCA expansion, are truly transformational. Their belief in Atlantic's potential has turned our dreams into a reality. I'd now like to invite John Hoich, the Vice President of the Charles E. Lakin Foundation, up to say a few words.
Well, the Lord's keeping the rain away. I'm John Hoich, the Charles Lakin Foundation. I want to introduce a very important person in our foundation, our president, Steve Wild. Steve, please wave and stand. Steve has been a friend of mine all my life, and I knew Charles Lakin all my life, and I know that Charles' vision of seeing something like this, if he could be here like the other people that talked about their loved ones not here today, he would be so proud to see what's happened. Steve spent a lot of time, maybe a year or so, trying to build a program to donate our money that we did donate to the Community Foundation of Western Iowa, Donna Dostal. and I want to introduce that partnership and collaboration and a lot of hard work with Jennifer Green, our operations grant manager. This is Jennifer Green. And Sabrina Lakin, the granddaughter of Charles, is here today. We're a great team to collaborate in partnership with all the donors here on Lakin Foundation Boulevard. I'm standing on it. Isn't it cool? And it's a great day in Atlantic. Christina and her volunteers and teams and all the people she talked about on 49 acres and 142 homes to come was what we came up with to donate to loan money at a low interest rate to make it all possible, and also the possibilities of taking a grant once a year to help daycares, YMCAs, and all the different programs that all these communities and six counties that get to have. The real important thing that I feel that we're doing is trying to stop unincorporated cities. Hepburn is one that I've heard recently that's on incorporating. We don't want to see these cities shrink. We want them to grow. And that is why we are collaborating and partnershiping with all these six counties and now 50 cities to stop any more buddy going away. And we want to see for centuries to come these housings, these developments, and people to have a beautiful place to live. And that's why we're here and we're going strong. We're with the Vision Atlantic team.
Thank you, John. We'd also like to thank the Community Foundation for Western Iowa, who has partnered alongside the Lakin Foundation to help manage and steward these vital funds with integrity and focus. Donna Dostal, President and CEO of the Community Foundation for Western Iowa, will now share a little bit about her organization's role in the project. Donna?
Thank you, Christina. It's such an honor to be here today. And on behalf of the Community Foundation for Western Iowa, our board of directors, which actually Christina serves on, by the way, if you guys didn't know, she's on the board of directors, which is fabulous. We recruited her. She's been on over a year. But we want to just congratulate you on the success that Vision Atlantic has been able to achieve. And this amazing project that's going to really set up Atlantic for even more success in Western Iowa, a town that lives right in the center of the communities that we serve. Western Iowa is a shining star in our state. It's a part of our state that really is poised and ready to be the front line for growth. We on the West Coast, we know that the West Coast of Iowa is ready, and it's ready to take on that growth. And Vision Atlantic is leading that. And so from the Community Foundation for Western Iowa, what we do is we work with individuals, with foundations, with folks that want to do the most good and invest in projects and give back to community projects and community organizations that are doing the good work. You know, we're a true community foundation that people can come to, donors like the Lakin Foundation, and they can say, we want to put our money with you. We want to make sure that you do what we want you to do with it, and it's going to happen, and it's going to happen for years to come. And so that's the gift that's happened from the Lakins. This is not just a gift for today. It is a gift for generations to come. These houses will last for years and years and years, and the community will then, as you guys build these houses and the money goes back into your fund, you'll have even more money to reinvest. And so when Christina said that we want not only folks to choose to live here and to stay here, but we want to invite people back. Because when we invite people back to our state, it back to Western Iowa, back to the places where they either grew up or where they have family. I know that when during your meeting that you had a couple months ago, and you had the family that their one generation moved here, and then and they started the jewelry store, and they all moved here. That's what everybody needs to be doing, is inviting your families to come back. And so to echo what John said, is that they're investing in the communities that really have the promise to help Western Iowa grow and last and have growth for generations to come. And it's a wonderful promise of a future for Western Iowa, for the state, and to really position our state as one of the leaders in economic growth, one of the leaders in inviting people here to really what is one of the best places on this earth to live. And I bet that there's someone here that would agree with me, right? That's right. And so at the Community Foundation, we pride ourselves, and we have a mission, and our strategic objectives are to, one, help be the foundation for philanthropy in our communities, to build a culture that is collaborative and bringing the right people to the table to create these solutions, and then also to be the ones that when you need to, you're the ones that look to us and you say, the Community Foundation can help us execute on what we need to do. They have the expertise, they have the tools. So being a community foundation that is all individually funded, we don't receive any state, any gaming money. It is something fun for us to see this kind of investment going back into the communities. So it is truly our honor and our privilege to be able to work with the Charles Lakin Foundation, to work with Vision Atlantic, and the other communities that are going to be seeing this opportunity take place and unfold for generations to come. This is where the giving grows, and this is where the impact absolutely demonstrates what philanthropy can do. Thank you.
These investments are not just about bricks and mortar. They're about economic development. The housing development will bring more families to our community. More people mean more activity on our main street, more students in our schools, more talent for our employers, and more momentum for every local business. And with expanded childcare and recreation services, we're giving people the support and lifestyle they need to plant roots and to stay. I'd like to invite Debbie Durham, Director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, to come up and speak to the importance of these kinds of projects in our communities.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon. It's indeed an honor to be here for the groundbreaking of the Camlin Hills. And joining me is Nicole Hansen. Nicole, raise your hand. The reason I wanted to do that, everything that touches housing at IEDA or IFA runs through Nicole, so she's very important for you to get to know. The development represents what's possible when strong partnerships, shared vision, and extraordinary generosity come together. It is especially meaningful to be here today as the Charles Lakin Foundation's historic investment begins to take shape and become a reality. We also are here because of the vision, dedication, and deep local pride that lives in this town. And nowhere is that more clearly embodied than in the work of Vision Atlantic and the Community Foundation of Western Iowa. Their leadership, creativity, collaboration helped take a bold idea and make it real. And based on the two tributes I just heard, apparently they're also standing on the shoulders of giants. So thank you all for the legacy that you have left in this community as well. So together with local leaders, developers, and partners, we've helped shape a neighborhood that will soon welcome families home and strengthen the fabric of this community for generations to come. Now, I'll admit these days I'm reading many children's books than anything else. It comes with the territory of being Dee Dee to five grandsons. I've become very familiar with stories about dragons and trucks, and Goodnight Construction Site is their very favorite, and animals who wear shoes. But there's one story that stood out for me today. It's called Maybe Something Beautiful. It tells the story of a little girl named Myra, who lives in a neighborhood that feels, well, somewhat plain, maybe even forgotten. But Myra sees something different. She starts painting small things, a sun, a bird, a smile. Her actions catch on. Soon neighbors join in, a muralist comes and arrives. The entire community starts creating and transforming the neighborhood together. What began with a single act of imagination becomes something truly beautiful. The story reminds us change doesn't always begin with a bang. Sometimes it starts with a belief and perhaps a little paint. The Charles Lakin Foundation believed in Southwest Iowa, in its people, in its potential for our small towns, and they acted boldly, quietly, and generously. They understood that housing is more than shelter. It's the foundation for everything else. And every community thrives when there's housing for all income levels. Whether you're a nurse, a teacher, a small business owner, a new graduate, or a retiree, you should be able to live in the community you call home. Housing should not be out of reach. It should open the door to opportunity for all. We also know that Iowa needs more than 21,000 new homes by the year 2030 to keep pace with our growing economy. And we know that those homes can't all be built in one city. They need to be built in places where Iowans live and work and raise their families and want to visit, places like Atlantic. And that's what makes this development so very special. So today, we are here on behalf of the state and Governor Reynolds to simply say thank you to the Charles Lakin Foundation for believing in this region and turning generosity into impact. Thank you to Vision Atlantic and the Community Foundation for Western Iowa for your leadership, your persistence, and deep-rooted commitment to progress. And thank you to the city staff, developer, community leaders, partners, developers, and workers for all your collaboration and care. This is more than a groundbreaking. This is the first brushstroke of something truly beautiful. As a businessman, author, and former CEO of Starbucks, Harold Schultz said this, "When you're surrounded by people who share a passionate commitment around a common purpose, anything is possible." And today, surrounded by that kind of commitment, you're proving that anything is possible. May the Lord continue to bless your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. So today, as we break ground on Camblin Hills, let's remember that we are not just building houses. We are building homes, opportunity, and a stronger, more vibrant community that will support generations to come. Thank you again for being here to share in this incredible milestone and for your wonderful support. We appreciate each of you. We will now turn a little dirt up here. If I could have members of the Sontag family, the Camblin family, the Vision Atlantic Board of Directors, the Lakin Foundation, and the Community Foundation for Western Iowa come up here, we will turn the dirt.
So that concludes our celebration. So as you're filing out, there are beverages and treats in the back, and then on that table, please feel... In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please.